with other language and pictures and visions for the church that you see in the New Testament. And that's why I chose just one, which is the word from Peter. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. It's a different take, but it's a similar theme. The temple imagery is there again, but it's a temple of people. And this time for Peter, he's speaking of these priests, that there is a call for us to be ministers of God's ways and God's words to the world around us and to each other. So I'd like you to just take 2 minutes now with the people at your table, or with the people in your homes, or in the chat. Just take 2 minutes. I'll be timing us, so we've just got 2 minutes, to think about how you would put those themes in your own words. Because they sound nice, don't they? They sound quite clear. But actually, imagine somebody joins us right now, logging into Zoom or coming into this building, and we're able to say, hey, there's a space over there. You can sit down, COVID safe, with us. But they say, okay, you're a church. What is a church? My challenge to you in 2 minutes, speak to a neighbor using the imagery of a holy temple and a royal priesthood. How would you describe our identity to that new person now? Have a go. You've got just under 2 minutes. So Barney has said people who praise God together. We've got another people who unite together in God. Community chosen to follow God. A family who look out for one another and love God together. That's another one. Let's think. Think about this temple imagery. Think of the priesthood. What does that sound like? How do you communicate that, eh? Alrighty, we'll call it a stop there. It's great to hear that there's contributions going on the Zoom chat as well as here in the meeting. Great to hear you all talking. It's a challenge, isn't it? But it's also extremely exciting to reconsider and talk with each other about who we are and who we're called to be. We're invited to be this people who are dwelling for the living presence of God. We're invited to be people who go about God's work together. And so I think you can bring these... where are we? Oh, we've gone again, Carl. What's that? Do you mind pushing me on? Sorry, just having a clicker issue. Has it gone to sleep? We're there. So if you take those three themes, then you'll see you can describe us as a pioneering people, a holy temple, and a chosen people. That's our identity. That's who our church is. That's who Paul is speaking to and how we can understand ourselves from the Bible. So we're in a time of change, just like the church in Antioch. We're in a time of social and cultural upheaval, aren't we? We're still in a season of having to meet with problems. We don't kind of realize it yet because the money's still flowing from the government. But unfortunately, there will be a season of debt to deal with for our country. There are still many challenges to come. There are job losses to come. There's still illness and uncertainty, isn't there? And so we can face that in two ways. Those challenges can either identify us and provoke us to act in certain ways, or we can respond to them knowing what our identity is and choosing to pursue Christ. As Dr. Darius Daniels says, there are times when God changes the problem. There are also times when God uses the problem to change us. And so I invite you to consider, is this a time when actually, rather than say, well, these circumstances are such that they could overcome us, rather we say the circumstances are such that they are going to change and shape us to be more of that people that God is calling us to. That actually there's more to come from our church family and God's work through us, enabling us to be that dwelling for his presence, that holy temple. We have an identity, a calling, and a future. And so as we embark on this series over the next few weeks, I would just like to invite you to consider your call as part of this church family. And how God might be shaping you in how you participate in our life together. We're looking at themes that are not about me and my individual walk. There are some letters, some things we look at where it's more focused on how can I learn more to be like Jesus. The series we're looking at here is about our collective identity as Isca Church and how we all contribute to it. And so there are going to be these six areas that we look at over the next few weeks. And they're all part of our collective identity, that we're united, beloved, we're gifted, we're awoken, we're family, and we're strong. It's all we. It's all how we understand ourselves together. And so in a moment, we're going to have a song, and then we're going to have communion together. And just what I would like you to do is just invite you to consider, firstly, of course, how are you lining up with Christ, the cornerstone? He's where it begins and ends for us. And as we've sung about already, he is the one in whom we are all joined, and it's through him we are joined together. But secondly, I'd like to invite you to listen to God and see, what's he saying about your participation in this church family and how you contribute to the next stages of our lives together? I'm not talking about rotas to fill. I'm sorry, Julia. This isn't about whether we sign up or not. Yeah, Julia hates rotas anyway. That's fine. So this is not about rotas to fill and about jobs to do. Actually, far from it. But it is about who you are and how you contribute to this body of people that is a dwelling for God's Spirit. How can you, in these areas, as we come across each one, how can you be thinking, well, what's my participation in how I give and receive from this family in these different areas? So it gives me delight to say, would Mark and the band like to come up, and I'll pray. Lord, I thank you for who you are, and I thank you for who we are in you. Thank you, Jesus, that we're under your grace and we belong to you, that you're our cornerstone. But I thank you also that you have given us an identity in you that is a high calling and a great invitation. To be a chosen people and collectively a dwelling for your Spirit. And I pray you would give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and a sensitivity to your Spirit, that over the next few weeks we would hear your call and have great faith and aspiration to pursue more of your kingdom in and through our church family. Lord, we hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen.